Hi, Radio Laureate. It's your host, Grace, for the Monday After Class show. And today I have two of my really good friends.
My name's Oscar Brown. I'm very excited to be here.
My name's Christian Miranda. And I am so grateful to be here.
Okay, so tell me about your guys' day. I didn't see you all day.
I had a pretty good day, too. I'm tired out still, I think, from the weekend, but I had a nice day. There's some good food at the dining hall today.
Oh, yeah? Well, your favorite?
My favorite lunch, Shepherd's pie.
Did slap.
What? So I thought you were going to say pom-pom.
The chicken? It's good as well, but today it's a bit different. They did something to it.
Really?
They always mess it up, though. It's never the same. Like, what if you like something?
Shepherd's pie was great, though. Had me motivated.
I didn't have lunch today.
You didn't eat?
No, I went to my cousin's.
You starving yourself?
No, I went to my cousin's and had a grilled cheese and some chicken noodle soup.
That's definitely better to get a homemade meal.
Yeah, it was really good. And she makes it for me, so even better.
So you blackmail your cousin to cook for you?
No, but I don't. But I did go over there and then
as soon as I ate, I left.
And you ate and left.
No, but we were hanging out before.
Did you even say thank you?
I did. I always do, and I helped her with the dishes.
Okay, fair enough.
Kinda, I just
kind
got...
Whoa.
Whoa.
You switched to kinda.
I just brought them over to the sink.
Oh, what a big help you are.
She doesn't let me touch anything, so...
Oh, fair enough.
Maybe you don't clean it properly.
I do. Okay, Christian, how was your day?
It's all right. Chemistry midterm mark was mid.
Did you get that back today?
Yeah, which is weird because they posted the solutions to the problems yesterday.
Okay.
So it's like I couldn't.
That would be nerve wracking for the whole day.
Yeah, it was just like.
Just check it and not remember what you put.
I had no idea what I put down on that because I had a 3-hour lab before that midterm. Yeah. Right before. Like on completely different content as well. So.
Have your mind boggled.
I was completely discombobulated.
How was your day today, Chris?
Thanks for asking. My day was all right.
He has to. We're on a talk show.
Yeah, true. And I did.
He doesn't really care.
I did instruct them to.
You're a liar.
It was good. I had the biggest headache when I woke up, and it's still there.
Yo, same. Honestly, this whole morning, I couldn't go to my morning classes. I was really just packed.
I was tired out today.
I feel like I might have the flu or something.
Oh, I have a good chance everyone's sick.
Yeah, I've gotten really cold and then really hot.
So. That's the worst.
Yeah, and whenever I lie down, my head's just pounding, so.
Take a couple of days off. Just don't go to class, relax.
You can't really do that here. Oh, take one day off and you fall behind 2 weeks.
You cannot do that at all.
Have you ever missed a class, Oscar?
I've never missed one class, not one lecture my whole time here.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. I promise.
I haven't gone to psychology since the third week because it's all textbook. So, yeah, so I don't have to.
Right. Wasn't psych online today though, Jenny said?
Yeah, because she called in sick or whatever.
Right.
But it's like I wouldn't have gone anyways. I wouldn't probably have made it here because it goes until 9:50.
Oh, true. Priorities.
Yeah. Well, it's like I get A's in it, so it doesn't matter.
It's not a big
deal.
You're
smart, yeah. How was everyone's St. Paddy's? Do we want to talk about that?
Sure. I had a very fun weekend.
All I remember is that a lot of stuff broke.
Yeah, way too much
stuff. A lot of stuff was broken.
That's so true.
It was fun, though. I met a lot of new people.
Good.
Do you remember them, though? That's the question.
Yes.
You're such a liar.
I've made good friends with one of them.
Oh, yeah? What's her name?
His name?
Yeah. What's her name?
Michael.
Who?
He lives in Conrad.
Really?
Yeah, me and Jeremy met him on Saturday. I'd never seen him before. But it's.
Well, there's a lot of people that live in our building that we've probably never seen or spoken to.
Yeah, I met some guy. I don't like to say his name, but I met some guy at the dining hall. He lives in Conrad.
I never seen him before.
No, no.
Just crazy.
I feel like it's not that big of a building, but then at the same time.
Probably it's probably like.
What, there's just three as much floors, people four as KSR. Wings. Yeah. 20. Yeah, it's way bigger. How many people are on each floor?
Too. Yeah. Pardon?
We have how many people on our floor? Maybe 30?
Yeah, around 30.
On your floor?
Yeah.
There's
or like, sorry.
20-ish. No, guess, probably 30. I was
thinking 30. Like wing.
Yeah.
I'd say there's 10 rooms on either side of the hall.
Yeah, and then there's that little cubby spot where...
Our Chris and them.
Yeah, our boy Christopher.
I love Christopher.
Christopher's a rare friend from home for you.
Yeah, he is from Ottawa. I only met him here, though, unfortunately.
What do you mean? You guys go way back.
I wish. But we don't.
So you're going to a boogie concert?
Yeah, well, hopefully. I'm trying to get those tickets tomorrow. They're on pre-sale. So
why don't you go to the Drake concert? He's gonna be in Quebec.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
He's gonna be in Quebec though. You got Bear Racks. You do a radio show.
Unfortunately, not making any money from this, but
make memories instead.
There you go.
Memories don't pay the bills.
Yeah, but my sister and I have been wanting to go to like a rap concert for.
You're going with your sister?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. We were going to go to Metro, but the lineup is like really bad this year. So.
Mm. What concerts have you been to?
Yeah, have you been to a concert before?
Yeah. I went to two No. I went to Taylor Swift.
Oh, no way.
In where?
I think Ottawa. I was pretty young. It was like the 1989 concert?
1978, I think it is. I'm going to look it up.
1942? Yeah, well, there's a guy screaming outside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doesn't seem too good.
I went to a Shawn Mendes concert.
1989, you're correct.
Yeah, I knew it was.
She's a real Swiftie. So you went to a Mendes concert?
Yeah, that was really good. Fun.
Recently?
No, this was like 3-4 years ago, maybe.
So it's been a minute since you've been at a concert.
I went to Backstreet Boys.
Oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. That'll be kind of cool.
And I went to a Kygo concert.
Oh, you've too. Been to a bunch of concerts.
That's all.
Have you ever been, Christian?
I've been to one concert. If you don't include like a rave, I've been to a rave, but.
Ooh, that's fun.
But I,
what concert?
I
went
5 Seconds of Summer. Yep.
How old were you?
Last year.
What?
Yeah.
In Toronto?
Oh, yeah. That's Budweiser cool. Gardens, I was right up front.
Whoa. Mm.
It was a good show.
Oh, yeah. 5 Seconds of Summer's got some good songs.
They're really good performers.
They'd be good in concert. Yeah, they'd be
one. You only know two songs, by the way?
Come on, Chris.
Come on, bro.
Oscar.
I'm just kidding.
You do not know any songs.
You know songs?
I know 5 Seconds of Summer. 5 Seconds of Summer is one of those bands that would just be great to see in concert. They'd probably just perform really well.
They do.
Okay, maybe I do know some of their songs.
Oh.
I'm
like Young Blood.
Yes.
Or like
That's good.
Easier.
Nope.
You gotta know Easier. It was on the radio. Like, constantly. It was like a number
You're
one.
You're a radio hit. Host.
You should know
radio
that.
Songs.
You don't
Oh, Ghost of You. I know Ghost of You.
Hey.
That's like one
Oh,
of
and She Looks So Perfect.
Yeah, that's definitely their most popular song.
Dude, when they played that, that's a good the song. Crowd went wild.
Oh, I bet.
And it was weird because like when you like are like in the front rows, you don't realize like how many people behind are behind you. And you look behind you and then it's just like they all have the lights flashing and stuff like that. It's like a wave of just like flashlights.
Yeah, that would be cool. Was it at night?
Yeah.
Outside?
Yeah. Well, it's Budweiser Gardens.
I saw a Zac Brown Band at Budweiser Gardens.
Really?
It's actually really cool.
That's country, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Guy.
I lied. Do you know the Wrecklaws?
Who?
The Wrecklaws?
I don't think so.
It's a country band.
No.
They're pretty.
I've heard a song, but.
Like Long Live the Night or something like that? I've seen them once.
Oh, I think I know that song.
Yeah. I saw them once at like a Canada Day concert thing.
The only reason why I've been to many concerts is because there's like Blues Fest in Ottawa.
What is that? Blues Fest.
It's like a week where downtown, I think it's downtown, there's just like an art, like maybe 5 artists every single night that
Oh,
play.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that before.
Me neither.
Really?
Is it summer?
Yeah, it's during the summer.
Has there even been like anyone famous that's gone to that, or has it just been like local?
Luke Combs went to it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys was at that one.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah. Kygo was at that one.
Who's there this summer?
Yeah. There's a lot.
No, who's there? Who's oh. Do you know who's going? Who's
not? No, let me look that up. I don't know if the lineup has come out yet, but.
You know what I'd love I'll to go to? Boots and Hearts.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
You're a Coburg man. You should like.
Everyone I know goes to Boots and Hearts every year. Yeah,
because it's.
Where is
it
that?
Would be fun for the concert, but then people just like.
Middle of the boonies.
Yeah, it's
like
an hour and a half from where I live.
Really?
Oh, wow. That's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be fun to go for the concert part, but then everybody stays there in tents and stuff. But
come on, you don't want to see Shania Twain?
Yeah, I would love to.
That's what I'm saying.
Shania Twain is going to be at Blues Fest this year.
Oh, Pitbull. Dude, we were just talking. Dude, that's mad.
Yeah.
Pitbull's going?
Pitbull's going.
When is this?
July 6th to the 16th.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, I want to see Pitbull.
If I'm off for a weekend, I'll go.
I thought he was having his last tour or whatever.
No.
Maybe that's his final show.
Could you imagine his last show's in Ottawa? Are you kidding? In Kanata, Ottawa?
Mr. Worldwide.
It's not in Kanata.
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah, you're right.
Let's see. It only gave me a few people that came up. Oh, Mumford & Sons.
My mom listens to them.
I know that band, but I don't know any of their tracks.
Yeah, but
don't lick the microphone, Oscar. Please. Other people use that.
I would never. I don't want that.
No, Blues Fest is pretty big in Ottawa.
Really?
Blues Fest?
Blues Fest.
Blues Fest, okay.
Yeah.
Not Greens Fest or Reds Fest, Blues Fest.
No, Blues Fest. Yeah. I wasn't able to go last year, though, because I was a camp counselor, and there was, just no way I could go at night. And
you should leave the kids unattended. Hope they don't drown in the lake.
No, never do that.
So St. Patty's was fun for everyone.
Yeah, tiring.
It was.
End up doing at night. I didn't see you guys
on before. Friday.
Mm-hmm. There was a gunman here.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Friday, I kind of got scared, so I went to my friend's room. I had a good couple hour long nap.
Yeah, I had a nap too.
And I don't know. I didn't do a whole lot Friday night. I was tired out from the day.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I think everyone was.
It's kind of weird when you. Party during the day like that. Like you're used to looking forward to going out at night, and then you party at night and then you just go home and crash. But then when you come home around 5 or 6 and
you're just done
and you just have no energy, you don't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
Especially because it was cold out and everything too.
Oh, it was so cold.
The day before was so nice as well.
It would have been perfect.
I just didn't want to be outside too much. It was freezing.
And street party was low key mid.
Yeah, it's fun for a little bit and then it's kind of
overhyped.
I don't really know what I'm doing.
It was overhyped.
Yeah.
Everybody made it up to be you had to go to Patty's at Laurier. It was fun.
Had a good weekend for
but
sure.
I feel we all all the reses were on lockdown, so I wasn't even allowed to go into your res.
Yeah, that sucked.
Which was just annoying because it's not everyone is friends with people in their res.
Yeah, I think it's more.
It's just for guests, but I wish they could make it so people who have their one card can just show your card and go in. You know what I mean? Somehow, but I don't know. It'd be hard to do.
Or even people are gonna bring up guests as much as
people are gonna try it no matter what.
In Book that weren't.
That's what I mean. As much as you try to crack down on it, I think on our floor alone, one guy at the end of the hallway upstairs. Got what was it like? 14 tickets.
A bunch of fines, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't say a name, but
yeah.
One of his friends broke our door as well on our hallway.
Oh, it was his friends?
Yeah.
Which door? There was two doors that broke.
The
wooden door or the glass door?
The one that
door?
Now has the wood.
The glass door, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the guy's friends who got fined. It wasn't even people on our floor, and the destruction is
crazy.
It's falling on
us. But one thing that annoyed me a lot is that, It must have had to have been someone on our floor that turned on all the showers and then faced the shower heads outwards into the bathroom. There's no
understand.
Way that some... That's such, malicious
that
behavior.
That's so mean.
No, you know who I think that was?
Who?
It definitely could have been Jet because people said that they found Jet in the shower
with his Air Force.
With his shoes on, yeah.
No, but he, fully had a shower.
No, but he went
with
in
his
there.
Shoes on.
But, what if... What if he, just brought his Air Forces in there and, took them off while he was taking a shower and went in his bare feet?
No, because he had them as he went in and when he came out. That's what John Lucas said.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
someone put, They opened the doors, opened the shower head, and sprayed out. And I walked into the bathroom and slipped but so bad.
I don't think it was Jet, because Jet had like went to go take a shower after that had happened.
Oh.
Because like Gianluca did it as well. And I was like, good luck. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a dangerous place in there.
It's a slip and slide. And then the sink was messed up. Some guy from another res, like all the tile or like, wherever this guy was from.
It's still sitting there as well. But
no, I got patched up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Handyman came in.
But. Amazing.
I'm really surprised that Book didn't get wrecked. Because well, there's been like random weekends.
I was there one weekend. Yeah, where like Book just the gets, basement. A bunch of people just pushed in the wall and the ceiling thing.
Yeah, people were like punching the walls and stuff.
I don't know why. It's
glass broken everywhere. Book gets really crazy. So I was very surprised that it wasn't too bad. I mean, everyone did get fines on Saturday though, because we had like a, well, I wasn't there obviously, but they had like a huge party, and I think all of my friends got fined, and I'm not gonna say the name, but one of my friends who you both know, he like it was his like last warning, and if he got like another write up, he's getting kicked out of res, and that was his last write up that he got.
Oh, did they kick him out?
Not yet.
But I feel hopefully not.
There's 1 month.
Come on, man. Like, guess what? It's so late now. Please just like, let come him on. Maybe you send him home a month. Like, you know, like it's gonna be an exam soon. Nobody's gonna party during exams.
Yeah, I know. I think like a couple people are in the same position as him too, though.
They should just.
I feel like that's like a false threat. You know, it's just to like
could be
just to be like knock it off. We don't want to deal with it anymore.
Their Don is
depends what they did though.
Yeah, their Don is like Calum's Don. I mean.
Like Calum?
Is like Calum.
Yeah.
And he told them, like, honestly, like, it probably will happen, but, like, you can try and fight it as much as possible. Mm. So if, like, he said that, then it's probably true.
Mm. I don't think they would. Come on.
I hope not. I feel like that would be really, that would just be mean.
Because we only have, like, 2 weeks left of classes, right?
Three weeks? Maybe this weekend people will do stuff again. After that, I would assume not.
That's close crazy to that we only have like 2-3 weeks left of classes.
Yeah. It's been a fun year though. Fast year.
Yeah.
Been expensive year.
Yeah.
Very.
True. I'm nervous for like budgeting and stuff next year though.
Oh, definitely. There's no way like I can't not work a job while in school next year.
Yeah, we'll have to work next year.
Like if I don't get co-op, then it's just like I have to work a job.
Yeah. Did you guys apply for co-op yet?
No. You can apply. Until for like a minute. Like I think you can like apply to like June.
September 1st.
Yeah.
I just
it's better to apply early. You can apply now?
Yeah, at least for like my program I can apply.
I'll check. Actually,
I think it's like low key better though to like apply once you know what your GPA is, because if you don't then you're kind of wasting your time.
I mean it's literally just like one click of a button.
Really?
I thought you only could do it once though.
Maybe.
At least that's what Jet was saying.
I know that you can only do it once.
Yeah, it's true.
But maybe that's like if like your GPA is.
I think it's like your GPA has to be at a 10. And if it's not a 10, you have to be in extracurriculars
at the school. That's for like certain courses.
Yeah, it depends what program, honestly.
Like mine's like a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, hopefully
I haven't looked into it. So obviously I need to maybe take
it. Mine's like a 10 and 2 clubs, which I had. Have the GPA, but I only have one club, which is SI.
Yeah,
you're in a club.
SI,
like SI counts as clubs.
It's like going to SI's like help sessions for classes.
Yeah, so technically, I'm in like chemistry SI.
Okay.
Even though I attend every week, and it doesn't make a difference. But
you want to speak on that a little bit?
I did less work in chemistry last semester, and I got better grades. I will say that. I don't think the course coordination that this semesters has been that great.
It's funny how it works.
Yeah. In comparison to last semesters. I think the last semester, the content was a lot more straightforward and the midterms were a lot more straightforward. Final was really good. I think the final was written very well last semester. I did well on it.
Was the semester not so good?
I don't even get my previous labs back until 2 days before my next one's due. So I don't even know. It's like last minute changes always that I have to make if I can make any.
Yeah.
Like that's like saying if I don't have like another midterm or
something
like that else going on. So
that's tough.
It's annoying. It's frustrating.
Yeah. especially because you work really hard. So.
Especially because it's what keeps my GPA down. Could be at a 4.0. But.
Yeah. I would be really frustrated too.
That's okay. There's going to be years without chemistry, right? So
yeah, eventually.
That's what matters.
Got to get through.
You'll get through it. Only like a month left.
That's I got to take so orgo crazy. Next year, though.
You have to take what?
Organic chem.
Oh.
Next year. So we'll see how that one goes. It's less math. It's more memorization. Can you stop licking the microphone, please? Being very questionable.
Are you talking to Grace or me?
Both of you. Okay. Be more professional, please.
I am not licking the microphone.
Okay, well, are you calling me a liar on air? On something that's going to be on the internet forever? Are you calling
me
a liar?
Big claim. Mm.
Are you calling me a liar?
I'm saying you lick microphones. I'm not calling you a liar.
But I'm saying I'm not, and you're saying I am.
Oscar, you're the witness here. Who's licking microphones?
I can't speak on this subject at all.
Oscar
is. Is it because you also lick microphones?
No.
How do you guys feel of like the year ending and summer?
I'm actually very sad.
I'm so sad.
I'm going to miss everyone, but the thing is, I know the people that I'll actually miss, I'm going to see again in September.
Only right that, away, like, so. We'll make plans over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's still a long time.
I'm happy to see my family, though. I had a nice phone call with my mom and dad today for about 20 minutes each.
It's good.
I'm ready excited. To, like, not have my brain rattled. Anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like I would rather have like my brain rattled and be with like all my friends.
No, but I mean like just like I feel like we don't get enough.
Yeah, we need a little mental break.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Just even going to work will be like mind numbing. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
Just
no, I agree. We definitely need a mental break, but I feel like a week being home and I'll be so over and I want to come back.
But and your family's listening to this?
No, like
Grace loves her parents. She loves her family. No, she loves everyone back home. She's just
I do, but
yeah.
You make good friends here.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a second home.
Yeah, home away from home.
And you guys are living next to me next year.
Mm-hmm.
Same
what
street.
What house number are you?
Don't give out your house
actually,
address.
Oh, yeah,
radio
sure,
show.
Sorry,
come on now.
What?
We'll be close, though. Same street.
Yeah.
Same street.
Which is going to be really exciting.
Bro, you almost gave out your addy, bro.
Oscar! What? Oscar was the one who asked me.
Dude.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was not trying to set you up. That's my fault.
I wanted to get jumped, bro.
But even if I said the number, like...
You don't live there yet. Things can change.
And it's not like anyone knows the street either. We never said the street.
Yeah.
No. I'm really excited for next year, though. Just, like, I feel like this is, like, an end of an era. And next year.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's been very fun.
Oh, it's been so fun.
I feel like in comparison to high school, this went by fast.
Oh,
like it's so quick here.
I agree.
So quick.
Yeah.
Much faster.
Content wise, like party wise, like it's so easy to just like get lost and everything.
Yeah. And to think that like we just have to do this 3 more times and then we're out of
here. Yeah, it's not that long. It's really not that long.
Yeah. Well, depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, true.
Some, like if you end some up doing people. Having to do a master's or something like that, you might, but.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning on doing a master's after?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Depends on what my grades are like, but if I can do it and it be like very cheap, then yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay full if I have to like.
No, agreed.
I mean like medical school is the pipe dream, right?
Right.
That's why I suffer with chemistry.
Yeah.
But
a bunch of my one of my sister's friends has applied for med school. She got into a couple, I think.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, no. But I know it's like a very stressful process.
Oh.
It's so stressful, but then when you get in, it's all pass or fail.
Yeah.
So then it's just like, do your best.
Once you're in.
Once you're in. That's like what Yoni told me. You know what you call the guy who graduated medical school with the worst grades?
Doctor.
A doctor.
Yeah.
There you go.
You want a doctor who got a 65 on his final doing your surgery?
You won't know that, though. Yeah, you never see my license.
That's true. I'll trust you.
What do you like want to do, though, like after? Do you have, like...
Like, what kind of doctor?
Yeah, what kind of doctor?
Probably orthopedics.
Hmm.
I feel like that would be most fun. I don't know if it, like, just, like, general or just, like, surgery or something like that, but... Apparently, like, the surgery gets messy.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun. Put on, like, a little suit to
shelter
you from all the blood that sprays out. Be an interesting job.
Oh, 100%. I don't know if I could do that.
I could never do
reconstructing that someone's ACL. Be interesting. Be long. Be
like I wish I could like go into the sciences, but like any side of like blood or anything like that just like makes me pass out. I couldn't do it.
You wouldn't have to be like, you could be a, go to like medical school to be like a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or, so it's like you just be prescribing people pills.
But yeah, that's true. That is true.
Accidentally.
Oscar, what do you want to do after?
After school?
Yeah.
I'm not too specific about it yet. Anything to do with economics, like a, I don't know. I'll be like a financial analyst would be a nice job. I thought about that since high school, but since I've been here, I kind of don't want to.
No.
Why is that?
It's just not the work I like to do. I like, I don't know. I like more the macroeconomics class I'm in right now. I've really enjoyed.
Good.
So go work more on
like,
Wall Street.
Like work for Bank of Canada type of thing and analyze trends and stuff, help make decisions there. That would
be pretty cool. Interesting nice job.
Yeah, you get to know a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things that go on.
And if it interests you, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like it a lot better than the stuff we were doing before with like inside a company type of thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I got a few more years to figure it out.
I have to say my courses this semester are a lot less intriguing than last semester's.
You'd say?
Yeah,
100%. I'd say, like, my courses this semester are, like, I guess, like, easier, but just, like, not too much content.
I would say, like, a lot of the work is easier, but, like, the content itself is just, I'm not as interested.
Yeah,
last semester was a lot more interesting stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. It's a lot harder to, like, really stay focused on it when you're not interested as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Takes your motivation away.
I agree.
Business.
Like, honestly, math's been my most exciting thing, which is weird.
Oh, I love math.
Which is weird, because it's like...
My favorite class.
It's usually not my favorite, but this semester, when it's my favorite, you know,
and
something's not
right.
And
when you're getting
it, too. Yeah. It's when you're feeling yourself in math, that's probably the best feeling in the world.
Today. To web work today.
Yeah, when you're grinding, it's...
Oh, it felt so... It's amazing.
You are really good at math, though, Oscar.
Thanks, Grace. I appreciate it.
I do use Oscar as a tutor a lot.
I feel like I've never felt so smart because all the people around me are either not in math or haven't taken the math course that we're in.
Yeah.
And I took it in high school, so it's like I've already just learned this, so I remember it.
And you probably learned it like better in high school.
Oh, very well. Yeah, my teacher was really good in grade 12.
That's really good. It all depends on the teacher or prof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's probably one of the reasons why I didn't like math so much in high school is I never really had a good math teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah, my like grade 3, 4, and grade 6, I had the same teacher at my public school, and he's like just made sure everyone was good at math, and that's I don't know, I really liked him. That's how I started liking math, I guess.
Yeah,
stuck with it.
I didn't like my grade 12 advanced functions teacher at all.
That's a hard class, so.
Yeah.
But
one time I actually went up to her and I was like, I feel like you're setting me up for failure in front of the whole class.
Mm. Some of them are though.
Oh, for sure.
Especially if you don't do it the way they want you to do it. Like, cause you know, you can get to answers different ways, but if you don't do it the way that they want, some teachers are very particular
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My teacher used to like give the review before a test, like the day of.
Oh, that's not fair.
Why'd you take advanced functions if you went to communications? Did you not know like that was what you were going to go into prior?
Yeah, I had no idea what I was going to go into.
That's fair.
Yeah. Keep your options open.
Yeah.
It's hard class though. Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't need it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's good to learn though.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun when you get it.
Don't ask any questions. I don't know.
Derivatives and logs.
You know about derivatives? You wouldn't even know. That's not advanced
functions. Is it
calc? Calculus, yeah. Very start. I could teach you derivatives. It's not that hard.
Piecewise functions?
Piecewise functions are weird. I could teach you them as well.
I was doing some of those the other day.
No point discontinuity.
I don't like them. I don't like that weird F.
Yeah, me either.
It's not even enough. It's just a line. Where's the other line?
Yeah, no, I always was really good at math and I really liked it.
Really?
Up until I had that teacher. She like completely ruined it for me.
That's weird though, that you can just have one teacher that just ruins the subject for you.
I had the
same
like,
for chem. Couldn't do it.
That's like chemistry with me this right semester now, because like I do not like my professor.
Too, like it was like just out of COVID. I hadn't taken a math class. Yeah. Like, actual
they need
math
to give you some slack.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the courses here, like even though like I do think that the content here is probably easier than some other schools, that especially in certain classes like the, what is it?
121.
Yeah. Or like my chemistry. Yeah. Like they have to understand the fact that a lot of us didn't learn this stuff in high school.
Oh, yeah. No, like, we didn't get the
like
chance
to. Some of them are like, you'll be like, you guys should know this from high school. And it's like,
I don't know
did
that.
Not learn this yeah. Ever. Cause it, just cause, like, it's hard cause I took to a gap year. Like I'm older than you guys. So like COVID was
right
a little funkier for me in my last year of school.
Yeah. They're used to teaching people who had regular 4 years of high school exams and everything. And then it's like, yours is a bit different than us, but like you and I wrote an exam in grade 9. That was it. Like EQAO, and then I wrote exams.
The last time I wrote exams was.
I hated it. Did you have to write it in grade 12?
No, we didn't have to.
Yeah, I didn't have to write it either. No.
Yeah, you would have been like right in COVID in grade 12.
Yeah.
Even like the literacy test, did you guys have to write?
We didn't write
it. I had to write it.
No.
Yeah, no, me either.
It's a very easy test. I was very shocked that people failed that test.
I know a bunch of people that failed this.
It was very surprising when I heard that because like I was done that test early.
Yeah. No, I can understand how it's easy.
You don't even really have to study for it. As long as, like, if you had an 80 in English, you could have got that test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, take a summer course, or what was it, if you failed or something?
Twice. If you failed twice, you have to take a summer course.
If you failed once, you just have to retake it.
Yeah, so it's like if you failed it once, you have to take it in grade 11. And then if you failed that one, you have to take a course in grade 12.
Mm. That's really sad.
It is.
I like remember all of the year above me when they all like got their marks back. They were like, "Oh,
stress."
Yeah,
it's like it doesn't like as long as you passed.
Yeah,
I got a good mark on it. I don't remember what it was, but like what
did it count for your English grade or was it just like a whole separate thing?
I think that I don't remember. To graduate, like,
yeah,
you need it affects any grade.
Hmm. Interesting.
No, I had a really bad experience of EQAO in grade 6.
Grade 6?
Mm-hmm. I did fire on EQAO in grade 6. I remember my mark for that.
I don't...
Fours, bro.
Hundreds.
Level
hundreds,
fours.
Hundreds.
I don't think... I didn't do bad on it, I don't think. I just, like, when I was really young, I had, like, super bad anxiety.
You'd be stressed out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so yeah I get you.
No, I, like, threw up all over my paper.
Really?
Yes. It was so bad. I used to be, like, so bad at taking any sort of test. Mm. And now, like, it doesn't, like, affect me. It
doesn't
me.
Bother you that much.
No.
It's so interesting, though, because it's, like, you see posts on Instagram on, like, SixBuzz or whatever, like, saying that, like, when students have been taking EQAO, like, the marks are as low as they've ever been.
Right now?
Yeah.
Makes really? Sense.
Because of, like, kids right being now, in COVID. Yeah, and then,
like, right now. And then I feel bad for people, like, maybe 3 or 4 years younger than us.
I feel bad for, like, little kids, like, in kindergarten.
Yeah, because they were robbed of so much already. Yeah. Like, for me, like, I didn't get, like, a prom or graduation ceremony.
Yeah, that was,
like,
that
at least...
That's bad. Honestly, like, prom was so overrated, though, for me.
Oh, really? I had so much fun at prom. I don't know. Why was your prom overrated? You didn't have a good time?
We all went to, like, instead of going to the after prom, first of all, the actual, like...
I feel like the after party is the fun part.
Yeah.
The actual prom, I had a lot of fun.
Really?
How? Know.
We did like a whole parade kind of thing. Everyone drove cool
Goldberg's
cars.
Goldberg's different.
What?
We went like through like half of our town in the cars and it was cool. There's people lined up clapping that when you're walking in, like hundreds of people. It's so fun.
I did not have that experience. We literally just like ate dinner, did some awards. The dinner was disgusting.
Oh.
Horrible.
Oh, man.
Like, that I didn't even eat. And then none of my friend group went to the after prom. So,
why?
Because it was, like, right by the border of Quebec. So, we just all went to the club instead.
Why was it so far?
Weekend, though.
Sorry?
Why was it, like, so far? Why is it on the border of Quebec? Like,
My prom?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, like, at the Shaw Center, which is just, like, a really nice... Mm. Like, there's nothing really, like, a super nice place in, like, Canada.
That's
like,
fair.
Post prom. And, like, big enough place, too, so, yeah.
Like I was saying, though, I feel like a lot of the profs here should understand that some of the kids just really don't know what you're saying to them. Like, just because, like, we have no foundation in some areas.
Yeah. 100%.
No, for sure. I know that, my like camp counselor director last year, she's like a teacher, and she told me that like her kindergarten like students, she would like put blocks in front of them and they would just like stare at it, like they had zero
drive to just like have any kind of like
anything, because like they were like all COVID kids obviously, so they just like didn't know how to have fun, interact with like other kids.
That's sad.
That's so sad. I feel really bad for them. They have time to obviously make that up, but
yeah, it's different when they're at that age and so. But like when, but like for like you guys and like for me, like just because it was in like the important years of high school, where like everything was kind of like crucial. Because like at those points, if like if there were certain things that you didn't know and like you couldn't build upon, then that's when like you fell behind. Yeah. There's a lot of kids that like fell behind that I knew.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, same.
I knew, not like, you though.
Yeah, I know. Took I a gap year though, had to.
Yeah. I knew a few friends that were very close to. I know one of my friends didn't even pass.
Really?
High school, yeah. And I know a few what's of her my name? Friends. I definitely cannot
really hear
that. Okay. And a few of my friends were, were very close to not passing either.
That's sad. Like, well, it's just, that's upsetting to hear that, like.
The guy who didn't pass high school. Not like, okay, so he just like basically didn't pass one of his classes because he never went, so it's like obvious. But it was like a woodworking class, and the guy wouldn't even like. I mean, obviously, it's like he didn't show up to class, but it's like, come on.
Yeah, like, but if it's that's kind of like a gym class, like that's based off participation in class. Oh, if it was like if it was like you didn't show up to your challenge and change, but you're still handing in assignments, and then they docked you for that, you would have been like, okay, well, like what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, no, for sure. But I just feel like. If I was a teacher, I would just give it to them. Like,
just allow it?
Yeah. If they were
free marks?
If they were
I'll allow everyone marks.
In your class? As long as they're putting in effort? If they're
good kids and they're trying, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I feel like if you can tell that a kid's like really putting
in effort. But if someone's not trying in there, they're disrespectful. I wouldn't allow them anything.
If they were that's disrespectful, fair. You gotta learn that's the harsh different.
Reality.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the thing here, though. Sometimes you try really hard on something.
That's
like the big. That's the biggest thing I've learned here is just to take an L. You have to just learn how to take L's here.
No, that's very true. Honestly, though, like maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but it's like definitely has to do with my program. But I just feel like honestly, like universities are not as hard as people are like making out.
It wasn't as hard as like
I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be super hard, and
it's a big change. Maybe not so much or maybe more for so for you guys because you guys were like used to having like only like two courses at a time, right?
Honestly, oh yeah, last year we only had a couple.
I can't even remember how I can't even remember how that worked.
So like jumping to like five was kind of like got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah,
but then once you get in the hang of it, you're like, all right, it's not that bad.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's very true.
Just some childish people here, really, you meet. Especially people who are 19 years old, I find. I met this one 19-year-old guy from Stratford.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him. His name's Braden. He lives on Conrad.
Braden Tins.
Oh, my God. I met this guy. Stratford. Like, full names on
he's friends with Eshawn.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Funny guy.
Good
just
guy.
A bit childish. Immature, you know?
Good guy.
Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of people...
I let him near my door.
I don't know if I'll go near his door, though.
Not his door, but he can go near my door.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Just don't put your hands on him.
Two of my friends from Book, they got fines over the weekend. And one friend in particular, like, the constable, whatever, like, came up on him, and it's kind of like,
what?
You know what, though?
Like, went that to him, and was like,
that's a bit strange.
And they were like, are you scared now? Are you scared now?
The special constables here kind of do.
That's crazy. They can't say that.
Oh, no, they definitely cannot say that. They will call a special constable out any day. Oh. Like, they are so.
Somebody needs to start recording them, because, like, low key, they kind of are abusive.
Oh, they.
You remember what they did to? They don't remember what they did to Braden?
Oh, yeah, yes, that was tough.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I felt for him. He's vulnerable.
It's like, you can't be...
Like, no, that's like... Yeah. That's disgusting. And it's like you're a constable. Like,
calm like down. I get it. You're at a university. You don't want to be dealing with kids that are under the influence like, and
this,
things like
this
that.
This is the job that you decided to go into. So, sorry, that's but facts. This is what you signed up for.
For real. Federal yeah. behavior.
It is.
For people who can't even be that federal, don't have the authority.
And two, when
I know a couple of people who like to act like that as well. Just like, that, I don't know, that they're a bit, they got more authority than they do.
Yeah.
They like to act federal. A guy named Dougie.
I was thinking of a guy named Jeremy.
Yeah. These guys like,
Jeremy for
so
sure.
So federal.
Yeah.
But they're just normal people. Yet they think, I don't know. They
sometimes they get think that.
I can't necessarily say too much on here, but.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy scares me. I'm scared to go home sometimes because of Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. I always, like, have to look both ways when I walk in the condo. Yeah, just 100%. In case.
You don't want to catch Jeremy on a bad day.
No, that's for sure. Definitely not. But when you think about it, like, if a special constable did what they did to Brayden or my friend from Book to a girl.
Oh, like, dude, that would be a wrap.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's so, like, not okay, though.
Oh, it's,
that
yeah, it's
like,
not at
that
all.
They can do that to, like, a... male and not if like you know
double
what I mean?
Standards
double standards
yeah, I don't like that
talk about it
it just shouldn't be okay for anybody
yeah no one should be pressed like that.
Are you in a woman gender studies class?
I am.
How is that? Talk about that. What's even about? I was trying to ask you about this because I was curious about like the nature of the topics that you guys talk about.
My prof is a little interesting. She's nice. I really like her. But, like, she kind of, like, she doesn't have any, like, slideshows prepared. She just kind of, like, starts talking about anything that's going on in the world. And, like, I get that's, like, her teaching style. But, obviously, like, that doesn't really keep me too engaged in it.
Would you say that you watch movies in that class?
Well, hopefully not.
No.
That would be irresponsible if you did do that.
I don't do that. She'll also call you out, too, if you're, like, on your phone. So, I'm very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always?
Always.
Always. Always. Would you say always, Oscar?
Is Grace always respectful?
Yes.
Yeah, Grace is a great person.
Thank you.
Is it okay if I take my shoes off in the studio?
You're going to rank up the studio.
The window's open.
Go for it.
My feet don't stink. I put new socks on.
You know what, if he was suggesting that, I would say no.
Oh, why are you dissing him like that?
Dude, he's got some dogs.
No, Jet just has sorry, like a Jet. Foot, like...
Odor.
Fetish?
Yeah, whoa. Kinda.
You think?
I mean, we have, like, proof.
But
you have
we
proof
don't
that he's a foot
about,
fetish?
Yes.
Sad, what?
Sadly, you have two sadly. Videos. I'll talk about it later.
Jet, I don't think you have a foot fetish, just in case you're listening. I know this is posted on the internet afterwards.
Christian, he does.
I don't think that Jet Alexander Mark has a foot fetish. Is his middle name Alexander?
His full name.
Oh my god.
He does not. Stop slandering my friend, please. I know for a fact he does.
By the way, everything we're saying on this is like a complete joke, just so everyone knows.
Oh, yeah.
Is aware.
I'm not making a joke. I don't think he has one.
No, he definitely doesn't, but like sometimes it's a little questionable.
But Jet does very questionable things sometimes, but that's what makes him Jet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jet's an interesting guy.
You meet some interesting people here. Very interesting.
Probably some of the best people I've met here.
Oh, I agree.
Me too. No, you guys are like my second family.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Like this one friend of mine,
why
Jeremy.
Why are we not your first family?
Well,
you put us below.
My parents are listening.
Yeah, I would probably say fair enough that...
I get it.
But
that's
it's
fine.
Like the connections I have here
I'll remember that next time.
Are so different than like my friends at home. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I love my friends at home.
Well, we're all in like the same situation.
Yeah.
Kind of living that way too.
It's just a different connection.
We're all broke and we get mid-grades.
Mm-hmm. Not true. I have so much money.
Why do you have so much money, Oscar? What kind of activities
my
do you
friend,
get up to?
So my friend Jeremy... He might know, but I can't really say. But I've just been working a lot in the summers and stuff. So I've saved up since the beginning of high school. And then I do a couple other things on the side. But
little side hustles.
On the side.
Like
side
I work, hustle. I don't know, I work the odd shift at the athletic complex and stuff like that.
What?
At the athletic complex, like at Laurier?
You pick up shifts at the athletic complex. Doing what?
Front desk.
That's crazy because I go to the gym often and I have not
you
seen you there.
You do not.
You don't think so?
I'm calling your bluff right now.
I'm not going to get on you the lie air and lie.
Yes.
Why would I do that?
Because you lie a lot. Yes. What do you mean? You're very facetious.
Yeah, no, but I just...
See, you just agreed with it. Yeah.
Ever since we had that, like, one conversation about you saying that you lie all the time, like...
You and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said way too much that day.
Yeah, I know when you're lying all the time now.
Do you know he almost convinced me he was 17?
Yeah. A bunch of people.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah. And Daniel did, too.
No, because, like, you were telling me, and I was like, there's no way, because I celebrated your 18th birthday with you. So then I called Daniel, because I was like, Daniel won't fend for him. Daniel's my roommate. And Daniel just starts going with it. And I was just like, and I know it was uncoordinated between you two. So I was just like, Daniel's supposed to have my back.
Yeah.
That was messed up. Daniel.
Oscar's a little baby compared to the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm way younger than all of you.
Are you the youngest?
Daniel's younger than me, a week.
I thought he was a week
October,
older than you.
October 4th, I think. Oh, third.
You're right.
Same week, our birthday, so.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's weird that Jeremy's older than you.
I did something.
Jeremy?
Yeah. You know, when's his birthday?
July.
But Jeremy's really one of the most mature guys I've ever met. Deep down. You may not think so on the surface, but when you talk to him, he's got a lot going on in his head. That
I can see that, yeah.
You might just not know. Unless
he's just a funny guy.
You just need to like get into his... I can't say.
Kind of business he does. His field of expertise, computer science.
And great computer science, man. CP164, easiest class of all time for that guy.
Then your algebra?
Then algebra too easy. Light.
Is he a comp sci major?
I think so.
Yeah.
I never like, I know I asked him before about what his major was, but I never fully knew.
Did you talk about what you wanted to do after undergrad? I feel like Oscar and I did, but I'm not sure if you had.
Yeah, good question.
Thanks for that question. I'd either go and get my master's, or which I really don't want to do. Like, I wish I like wanted to do that, but I don't. I'm really hoping to like get some big internship in my years here or something like that.
Get money.
And then like work my way up from it.
No, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
that's the goal for sure.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, is a lot of places, though, they just expect you to have an undergrad. You kind of like the master's is what an undergrad used to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like it's that step that you need if you want like a higher position.
I know, but like
it's a lot of school.
Yeah, I mean two years isn't really that bad when you think about it.
Especially when that's like the difference between like $30,000.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's what I mean. Like go from $50,000 to $80,000. That's a
bread.
It's a big pay jump.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's what I mean. So it's like...
Sure. I'd probably work for like a year or two, though.
I feel like before doing like any like post... Yeah.
Post-undergrad? Post-secondary?
No.
Post-secondary?
Post-undergrad. Post-secondary. That I'd have to work for like do another gap year between.
Yeah.
You love gap years?
I think they're beneficial. Make bread.
Mm.
I think get some really time to mature. On the type of person,
yeah.
Who can like do a gap year and still be motivated.
That's true. That's fair.
Facts.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like a lot though, like when you take a gap year, you realize how important school is. Like that's where you make all your friends. That's where you hang out with people. That's where you learn. The biggest thing I missed out on like gap year was like, I missed learning.
Yeah.
Even though I said my brain's rattled right now, which it is, but I missed it, you know?
Yeah. And like, you're constantly doing something. I mean, you obviously get bored from time to time, but like,
you're never not busy here.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something you could do.
Very true. Or, like, it's nice because it's just, like, if I'm ever bored or wanting to do something, I can always just, like, come down to Conrad.
Yeah.
It's, like, a 2-minute walk.
There's the gym right there as well.
Beside Conrad, yeah.
Yeah, I go there all the time.
I have this one friend that goes to the gym all the time, Adam.
Adam does go to the gym. Adam's
I don't know
built.
If you guys know him. Adam?
Adam Armstrong's built.
He's like he's really into fitness and stuff like that, but I don't know.
You're bigger than he is, but
yeah, no, he's a strong guy. He's doing very well. I'm proud of him. His transformation's impressive.
That is true. He's very jacked.
No, he's
one day I'll try to get him to come to the gym with us. He can do like a proper workout, you know, but.
What happened with you cycling that one day?
What do you mean?
When you came down in the elevator afterwards and Oscar and I were both looking at you.
Oh, I threw up.
Yeah, how come? Were you just like exhausted?
I honestly like, I wasn't feeling well the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just kind of like pushed myself too hard. It was like all of a sudden.
You were on that grind.
Yeah, I was. It was all of a sudden though. It was like we were getting ready to leave and then all of a sudden I felt pretty lightheaded and just kind of had to sit down and throw up. But I'm like very prone to.
Puking?
Throwing up, passing out.
Passing out, yeah.
Why?
Sorry, what did you ask, Christian?
Do you have like low iron?
You have an iron deficiency?
Probably. I don't know. I've never been like told that. I don't know. I've done like plenty of tests.
What have they said?
Just take a quiz online. You can figure it out right. Instantly.
Did they say you have ligma?
No.
That was a bad joke. Surprised you laugh.
But yeah, I actually like in my job in high school, I worked at a retirement home and I had to like, they made me take 2 months off because I like fainted at work. And they just thought that just I had like, such a low immune system that like I couldn't work anymore.
Damn.
It's just it's pretty normal for me to pass out. So if I ever pass Damn's out, not a bad word. You guys,
sorry,
you're good. Damn's
and,
not bad.
And I've like seized before too when I pass out. But like,
bro, you're prone. That's you have scary. Epilepsy?
No, it just like dude, I don't know. It just
like the lights.
No.
But if I ever do pass out around you guys,
I'll take care.
You say that, but I've never seen you pass out.
Yeah, I've never.
I don't believe that you're prone to it. I think you're lying.
I passed out like maybe 7 times in my life.
Really?
Like not. It's not like a yearly thing.
You don't just have like an annual seizure?
No. But yeah, I don't know. I've done tests since I was like pretty young about it.
Really?
Nothing's ever popped up. Yeah.
Hmm.
It used to be caused by anxiety. That's what. It
wow.
Used to be
really?
Yeah.
Like you just get so anxious you'd pass out.
Mm-hmm. I was, like, a very, very anxious kid growing up.
Do you ever have to be, like, medicated on anything or that? Or, like, just straight therapy or, like?
No, not really. I mean, I've always been able to, like, deal with it pretty well. I've gone to therapy for sure for it. But I feel like everyone needs therapy.
Low-key.
Yeah, I feel like therapy is good for anyone.
This is low-key kind of like a therapy session. You just get to just talk.
Yeah, very true.
It sounds so nice in the headphones, too.
Low-key, yeah.
I like
your voice is your voice is made for radio.
Yeah, you
Oscar.
Have a beautiful voice, Christian.
Yours is very crisp.
You guys and Jet have like a really good voice for the radio.
Jet has.
Why,
a
why
nice,
are you underselling yourself? You have a good voice for the radio as well.
I think so.
Really?
Everyone here does.
Yeah, so that's when I talk a lot, my voice can get pretty raspy. So
you need to do some vocal warm-ups before red leather, yellow leather type stuff.
Right. We've been talking for 54 minutes. That's crazy.
It's been a long 54 minutes.
I was gonna say
it's been
yeah
it's been short because time goes by fast when you're having fun.
You said I'm having fun.
Clearly not. But what did you get up to this weekend?
Want me to talk about that for 6 minutes?
No, Grace. What did you get up to? Did you have a good night? On the night after Patty, Saturday?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Just relaxed.
Just chilled out.
Yeah.
You went where?
The drink. She's 19.
Was it fun?
It was really fun.
I've heard good things about that place. My one other friend went.
I haven't been yet.
Dougie?
Yeah, I was there with him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I haven't been yet.
Adam? Yeah, I was there as well. I just got there late.
We were there.
It was fun though.
It was
Why
fun.
Did you say you heard good things and then?
I heard good things. That's not a lie.
It's just a very confusing way to talk about it.
Yeah, I had a good time there as well.
It was definitely like an actual club. Like I feel like I've gone to clubs like that in Gatineau, but I've like
never
Dallas.
Here? Nah, Dallas so is weird.
Bad. I did not like Dallas.
Weird. I'll put it on blast right now. Dallas sucks.
Yeah.
A good club, the Ranch, Guelph.
Mm.
You guys still need to go to that. The Bull, oh, Rocky, the concussion, man, concussion.
They have have that at a bar called Crazy Horse where I live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I heard you talk about that one time. Yeah. With Christopher.
Yeah. I did. Crazy Horse is very fun. And that's where I met Brady Tkachuk.
You actually met Brady Tkachuk. I don't even believe that.
You guys met famous.
Actually, you showed me a picture. Yeah. What?
Have you met anyone famous?
I met like Ron McLean and Don Cherry. You know them?
Hockey. You know Don Cherry? Yeah.
I think I met them. Before.
I met them. I did like an interview with them.
Really?
When I was younger, yeah.
Was it like for like a school thing?
No, it was for our hockey team. Was at like provincials.
Oh, word.
I was on like the Hockey Night in Canada.
Whoa.
You can find it online if you'd like. I'll show you after.
Grace, pull up a video of Oscar on Hockey Night.
You can come by?
Yeah.
I have pictures. I promise I'm not.
You know, big TikToker, Josh Richards.
Yeah, but he's not famous.
He's not famous.
Really?
Yeah, his
follower count would say different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I met Drake one time in Toronto. Me and my friend.
Are you personal
friends
with him?
Who's from here? Nah, but me and Adam were just walking down Toronto. We met Drake and Lil Yachty. Coming out of the car.
Oh, you did?
No, we were just walking down.
No, Adam did.
We were walking down Yonge Street, and we just saw them come out their car. I went over, dapped them up, said, what's up? Got a picture.
And he said, I know you, you're Oscar Brown.
No, he didn't recognize me. Drake did, though. Lil Yachty didn't. Then they took me and Adam, we just took them around Toronto, showed them around, I guess.
You showed them around? Toronto? Well, I think. The end.
So what happens now? Do other people come in the room?
No.
Is this it? How long can we talk for?
I mean, up until it hits an hour, I guess.
Can we talk past that, or would you get in trouble?
No, I wouldn't get in trouble.
Don't lose your job, though.
No, I wouldn't.
She couldn't. We're in a recession. I don't know how that works.
No, we're not.
Tell
we're
me
not
how
in a recession.
Talk for another hour just about how business works.
I've learned a lot.
Yeah?
I could tell you, though, we're not in a recession. We're not in an inflationary gap or we're close to potential again, but inflation's still a bit high over our target rate, 2%.
When do you think inflation levels will go back to regular?
Oh, I think it's just going to steadily raise because it will every year. But if it can only raise by a certain percent.
Where it'll just crash type thing?
I don't know, to be honest. Hard to say. They want it like they just have like a target percent because prices are always going to go up, but wages and things will go up with it. So it's not like it has that much of an effect. But as long as it doesn't go up by way too high of a percentage, things are fine. But I'll fix it in the future.
You'll fix it yourself?
After I get my degree, I'm good. I'll figure it all out.
It's okay. Once I get my degree, I'll fix chemistry.
I'll
straighten it out.
Be a prof here.
I'll straighten it out.
My mom just sent me a text saying that one of your best shows, it was good with three people talking.
Oh, that's
amazing. You're welcome. Thank you, Grace's mom.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're big fans of you here on the show.
Meet everybody. Sure. I'll be in Cornwall, so it's not that far.
Yeah, we'll meet up for sure.
In the summer.
We're big fans of Grace's mom on the show.
Yeah, thank you for the pizza.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you for the
Grace's
pizza.
Birthday. That's true. That was very nice.
No, my mom would love to meet.
Except Grace bought Gino's pizza with it, and
questionable
choice.
We were
really hoping for something like maybe I don't know Domino's pizza.
But we're still grateful.
But I still appreciate it. I ate it.
I asked Jet when we were like walking down to get the pizza.
That's your first
problem. Yeah, that's the first problem.
Jet loves Gino's.
I love Gino's. Why don't you guys like Gino's?
I would just probably say it's mid.
Really?
I don't know. I was watching John Jones fight. So yeah.
No, it was still great. I appreciated it.
It was a good
fight.
Made
the night very better. Very.
You're tripping, bro.
Just made the night better.
The night's still young. Go, try. No, go ahead. Come on, don't be shy.
Oh, he's discouraged now.
Sorry, my mic was muted.
Whoa, we hit our hour mark.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed myself.
I would actually
do this and just talk, not even on that. I don't even care.
Oh, yeah. I'd do this again 100%. This was fun. Yeah.
No, I like it. Okay. Well, that's it for the Monday After Class show. I'll see you guys next Monday.
Have a good night.
Good night.